Late Nights with Travis.
With Travis and Lowe's.
With Travis and Lowe's.
Late Nights with Travis
and Lowe's.
Hey, Travis, guess what?
Hey, man.
We're recording.
Episode
102. We're climbing up again.
When I was a kid, my mom used to listen to KFM 102. It was a country music radio station. And when you're a kid, I'm talking like first grade, third, second grade, you know, you think that your parents are cool.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, my kids right now think I'm cool.
Yeah.
They have no
I'm the best.
I'm the best,
I'm
right?
I'm the best, man.
I am. I'm the second best to your kids.
Yeah, you are.
Your kids, they're so sweet. I make Tiny give me a hug every time I see her. I was like, where's my hug today? And she's like, Anyway, 102.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
This is good.
I'm going to do something new for this episode. I'm going to let you look at my notes.
Oh, my God.
I'm turning the laptop.
Oh, my what?
I'm letting him look at the notes.
Can I read this? Hold on.
No, don't read it out loud. So what we're going to do is we're going to present this together.
Okay.
And the nice thing about it is that it's like 5 bullet points. Like,
ooh, I love it.
So like, we're actually going to have a real conversation because I have nothing more than this.
All fits on the top quartile of an index card.
Yeah, it's not even, yeah. But I want to kick this off by saying you and I have been kind of going to a lot of events lately together.
Together,
we went to Dan Petty's Epicurrents.
Mm-hmm.
We met everybody there and fantastic bunch of people. I feel like I made like 60 friends.
Yeah, so if you want to make some friends, they just announced that the next Epicurrents is up in...
They've announced the next one?
Mm-hmm, it's on the website.
Oh my gosh.
So if you're...
I wish I could go. He does them a lot. He does them often.
Yeah, it's February 8th through the 10th or something like that.
I would love to go, but... I can't. Can't afford the time off. So,
yes, we've been
to Epicurrents, and we went to Adobe Max.
Yeah.
And hung out with like the Adobe people there.
Yeah,
it was cool. Like, they were like so accessible.
They were.
Like, the people who make the tools that I use every day were like,
they were
talking
there
to me on a couch.
They were there.
And we met Aaron Draplin.
Oh.
And that was a treat. He's such a cool guy.
Yes.
Such a cool guy.
He gave me a big bear hug.
He did give you a big bear hug.
I was like,
don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
Just shake my hand. His hand is even big. It crushed my hand. Yeah, he's a mountain. So then we went to a few other things. One really good one was AIGA, Don from AIGA invited us to a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice.
The dinner was fun. It was a Jeffersonian dinner.
Uh-huh. So we all got, it was like everybody is in a circle and we just got to like talk about something one by one.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
One conversation for everyone there.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
We go to a few Dribbble meetups and we're going to one soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think Box is having one.
So the reason I'm kind of talking about this, because this is a lot. I feel like it's a lot of social engagement. It makes me tired. But
it feels like a lot. I just want to go to bed right now.
I'm so tired.
It's a late night.
It's kind of late right now. Yeah, like right now it's almost midnight. Anyway, so I want to talk about meeting people.
Okay.
Because the purpose of going to...
slap them in the face.
You just
make an entrance.
Yeah. They will never forget you.
With my left hand. No.
So like, well, first of all, let's talk about why would you spend time investing in other people at these kind of social engagements?
Oh, viewpoints, man.
What does that mean?
Points of view. There's no reason to isolate yourself with the friends that you currently have and your own viewpoint on life.
Uh-huh.
You can read as many Medium articles and listicles and Apple News or Flipboard that you want.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't get access to is how people view the world.
Right.
That is a big thing that I enjoy about meeting people.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about...
But your question was, why would you invest?
No, that's a great answer for that question. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
It's like getting a viewpoint, meeting some gatekeepers like we've talked about in the past, just making new friends generally is a good thing.
Yep.
It's good for humans. We need to be, we are very social creatures.
We are.
So let's talk about how to do it. I mean, a lot of people have a hard time with this, right?
Yeah.
Like it can be paralyzing, like meeting someone new, sticking your hand out there for a handshake. You know, what if they just punch you in the face?
Yeah.
Or we'll do like, what if they slap you with the left hand?
Yeah. I have a friend of ours. His name is Tyler.
Tyler Green.
Tyler Green. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And, he hit me with some knowledge once.
Yeah.
And it was about, the setting of these places is usually there's circles formed of people that they were talking to their next buddy, and their buddy found someone. And so there's like a group of four or five.
Yeah.
And there's a few of these always. There's always groups of 4 to 5, 4 to 8. And then sometimes they join and make a big circle or a big square or whatever.
Right. Ideal number 2 to 3.
2 to 3 is the ideal number. Yep. And so what he told me was, when you're trying to meet, because it's awkward. It's awkward to go into a circle that has established connections.
Yep.
However light they may be, they've been established, and you miss that, right?
Yes. Okay.
You're kind of out. So what he does is he goes, "Hi, I'm Tyler. Catch me up."
Yeah. He's done that trick to me.
Yeah.
I was talking to another friend. He walks up and goes, "You already know him." He goes, "Hey, catch me up, guys."
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess I'll catch you up.
Yeah. So
you gotta be brave to do that.
You have to be brave. But what happens is it brings the awkwardness level of you entering. You're sharing the awkwardness together now.
Yeah. And usually, like, if you were gonna approach that, you'd probably be like, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
Yeah.
And like, they have to answer a question, "What's going on?"
Yeah.
Instead of like responding to,
"Hey, catch me up,"
a kind of demand,
a directive. Yeah.
Yeah. A directive to say, "Hey, do this thing." Like, okay, now I know how to do that thing, instead of like, "What's going on?
How do I transition?" Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let me give you my rundown.
Okay.
Number one is smile.
Yeah.
Smile. Just smile.
Yeah.
Like it's stressful and stuff. You got this face on. You're like, I want people to think I'm cool.
Dude, the power of a smile.
It's the most welcoming.
Yeah.
It'll turn a situation around.
Yeah. Look at how a dog greets people.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a lot of cues from them.
Big old happy.
They're happy, excited to see you.
Yeah.
Genuine.
Yeah.
And
a dog is asking you questions.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your day? How are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you home now? Are you excited at home? I'm excited at home. Right? And that's the next thing I do is ask questions. Ask thoughtful questions.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In fact, it's one of my goals to like, by the end of like, you know, a 2 or 3, in fact, it's one of my goals at the end of like a 2 or 3 minute like introductory kind of situation, like you just meet somebody, that they have told me everything about them, and I've told them nothing about me.
In 3 minutes. The intro.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. So like they'll be like, "Oh yeah, and I do XYZ. And what about you?" And you go, "Oh, XYZ, I've heard of that." is that right with, you know, ABC?
Let me tell you what Travis is doing here. What he does is he completely ignores politeness, just social politeness that people do. "Well, he's been talking to me. I should ask him a question." And he'll hear it and say, "Well, tell me about XYZ." Uh-huh. And it's effective though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's an example of one that I did. I was at that dinner and this guy was telling me, "Oh yeah, I run the agency here and we work with, you know," because like when you say, "Hey, what do you do for work?" People have a script already.
Oh, they do.
You know, "I work blah, blah, blah." But he was like, he was doing his script and I could tell he was just running through it.
Yeah.
He's done it a million times. Cause he's like an established guy. He's meeting a lot of people, different vendors, whatever, clients. Yeah. So he has a script. Mm. He's running through it with me. And I wait till he gets on like his first introductory kind of paragraph. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "And what do you do?" Like expecting me. And I go, "That's a lot of clients, man."
Yeah.
"Can you tell me like about a project that you did for one of these clients, but it was super meaningful to you?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "That's a good question. Let me see." and like, I love it when people say, "That's a good question." I collect that. I put it in my pocket. Like, that's give me that.
I've been there for a lot of that. A lot of those.
give me that. That's my statement.
Your pocket's full.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah, it is a good question.
Yeah.
I did ask that.
That is a good question. that's cool. So the tactic is smile.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get the opportunity to talk to someone, dive into who they are as a person, get past the script.
Yeah, get past that. That's the thank you for saying that. That's a really great way to say that.
Yeah.
Get past the script.
Yep.
Because that's when the realness happens.
And then flip it back on them.
Because you need to get to the realness.
Get to the realness.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Get to the realness, sir.
Yeah, so once you get past the script, what's cool is they're going to ask you for your script, which is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Ignore that and then pull apart their script.
Pull more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's always something. And when you kind of like stop being interested in getting an advancement or meeting the right person or whatever it is, like you can actually get to that realness and be, and like, here's a tip, be open to what somebody else's point of view is.
Yeah.
Like they might have, they may be raised in a different place, different mm-hmm. culture. Mm-hmm. They may have different religion. They might have different, like, you know, ways about designing or like whatever, you know, like they different politically, you know, but like their point of view is valid. It exists for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get to the realness, you have to be comfortable with the realness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
So two thoughts there.
Okay.
One, everyone likes to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm. You leverage that.
They leverage that.
Yeah.
I've had tons of conversations where I focus on the person. And when we're done talking, I'm like, man, that was a great conversation.
And you're like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah. And it was great because you talked about yourself. It was nice to be listened to.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so they remembered it as a great conversation. But the tact behind it was, I'm going to ask you about you and genuinely get to know you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting because they're the person who probably enjoys it the most between mm-hmm. the two of you. Mm-hmm. But you're the person who benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're learning.
You're learning.
You're like getting all that realness.
Yeah.
All that like insight, all the empathy, like you're just becoming a better person just by like understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to exercise that long lost skill of listening.
Yeah.
Just listen to somebody. Why are they thinking like that? And ask them like deeper questions. Yeah. You don't have to talk about like, you know, like the,
you know how they get deep on who,
like when I say, so when I say deeper questions, I just mean like asking them why,
mm-hmm.
or can you tell me more about that?
What does that mean to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So here's a follow-up question. Cause I had two thoughts. The second thought to all of that was, when do you stop asking deep questions and going in? And the reason
I see what you're doing right there, and it's just credible. Like, and when you stop?
No, the question
asking
is
asking deep questions.
No, the question was, when do you stop?
Oh, when do you stop?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were making a statement.
No, there's no.
That's super dramatic.
No, you just missed.
When do you stop asking deep questions?
Yeah. When do you stop? I mean, besides the natural, someone else entered the group.
Yeah.
They.
I don't think you need to. Like. Mm. Like pretend you're on a panel and like you're the host of the show.
Yeah.
And this person has some interesting information. This person has an entire, you know, 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, well, how can I get in there? So one of the interesting things, the kind of like the comments that was at a few of these events that we went to,
mm-hmm.
is you mentioned this. People were like, you know, that was really nice because I didn't feel like anybody was trying to get anything from me.
Yeah. Stop trying to get things from people.
Yeah, just stop.
Just stop it. If you don't. No, but that's what happens is that a lot of, I did this as well, is my goal was to network, make mm-hmm. connections and see how I can leverage the, like either the people that they know or whatever early on.
Yes.
And that gets tiring because the people that you're going to see are mentors to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in the industry for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we've met a lot of people that have been in industry for a while, and they've made comments of, that was nice because I didn't have to be guarded or...
Guarded.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So not like seeking for any specific favor or, you know, deal or whatever it is, is really good because then you can just be authentic with people. And you know, here's the thing, you know, those connections, right?
Yeah.
That you make, there's no business deal that happens at that moment.
No.
You know, it's all about making a connection. And then like the deal, the opportunity, the offer, it happens, but it happens a little bit later.
Yeah. 6 months to 4 years.
What? Is that a thing?
No, I'm just making it up.
Oh.
But that's
you had some knowledge.
No, but that's think about it though.
Yeah.
Like you can logic into that thinking.
Well, I was just thinking about the fellow that I was doing the questions with.
Yeah.
After it I sent him an email and he was like, "Oh man, now that was so great to talk to you. I want to learn more about you this time."
Yeah.
Like they know.
They know.
They know what I'm doing. Like I want to get to know about you. He's like, "Oh, give me a call next time you're in the city and we'll have a drink or something."
Yeah.
And that's when the something happens. You know what I mean? Like it's not a one shot kill kind of thing.
No, because what you're doing is you're building relationships and potentially a lot of these people become professional peers that are that become friends or a little bit closer.
Yes.
And so really you're going to make a friend.
Gonna make a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to talk about. Like, why do you want to meet someone new? How do you do it? Like, what are some strong tips? Like, just like, actually, I used to be in sales a while ago, and one of the more interesting kind of advices that was given is that I should be talking 30% of the time.
Yeah. And listening 70%.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or zoning out.
Or just like not listening, whatever. just like playing with my keys in my pocket.
Yeah, 20-30%.
Yeah.
20-30% talking.
Talking. And then the other is just like giving, you know, observations and asking a new question. Mm-hmm. Yes anding, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, that's been a little rundown for me. I wanted to get better. I want to get better at meeting people. I want to get better at kind of like making useful connections. And
what I like about this episode is, as you listen and you're looking for tips on how to do this, tweet us, because the answers tend to be pretty branches off of some main themes of meeting people. And so I feel like it'll be, it can the advice are like, hey, what can we do can fit in 140 characters?
I bet. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Tweet us. Let's do this. Yeah. Tweet us what you think is a good tip for meeting and engaging someone and coming away with like a good like association, a good impression.
Yeah.
All right, man. This is Late Nights with Trav and Los, and you can check us out at travandlos.com and email us at travandlos@gmail.
travandlos@gmail.
And is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, travel us everywhere else too. Good night, everyone.
Good night.